Hafaday, and welcome to this edition of Heart of Harvest.
You make sure that you line up these coordinates, because if you just say, well, I just feel impressed about doing this, and you have counsel against it, you haven't prayed about it long enough, the timing of something might not seem right, many, many times it creates great havoc for a life.
That was Pastor Marty Herron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church. Heart of Harvest brings you archived sermons from Pastor Herron's nearly 19-year ministry on Guam. Our prayer for this program has always been that these messages from the Word of God would help you develop a heart for God. To download these programs or others, or to learn more about our ministry, we'd invite you to visit the Harvest Baptist Church website at hbcguam.org. That's hbcguam.org. And now, from our Harvest Archive, former Pastor Marty Herron with today's message.
If you have your Bibles, turn to Acts 27. I'd like to use a navigational narration, the life of Paul, as an illustration of a Bible truth. And one reason that this was documented is to show how the Apostle Paul navigated his way through difficult circumstances and decisions. Many times, the biggest decisions of life become quite challenging. For some, even small decisions of life become quite challenging. I'm not talking about unsaved people now. I'm talking about people that are saved, that are desiring to do God's will. And for many, many that I talk with, there is a great fear in making decisions. Sometimes it's just a fear of failure. I don't want to make the wrong decision. Sometimes it's a fear of consequences of the decision that's made. Sometimes it's a fear of other decisions that have been made in the past by others. They see failures or seemingly wrong choices, and so they don't want to make choices. And I'd like to look at this with you very briefly. We're not going to tear it all apart, but the fact is that Acts 27 is the longest navigational passage related to some water event. And so off of that idea, I want to take what we would call doing the king's will. Paul was an ambassador for the king, and his life is a great example for us as to how to make wise decisions. Many of you have made decisions in the past. You look back and think, well, I don't know if those were the right decisions. I want to talk a little bit about that. What about future decisions? What are coordinates that I can put into, in essence, our GPS, our God's positioning of service for us? He does have GPS for you, and there are coordinates you've got to put in. If you put these in, it will help you to be able to have a confidence to know, God, I can do the king's will. What are those? Acts 27. Let me just give these to you. I don't think they're complicated. They're certainly not difficult. I hope they'll be meaningful to you, that you can make decisions confidently. What are those? Number one, let's look at Acts 27, because you'll end up finding in context when it was written, the story here is of Paul heading on after his first, second, and third missionary journey. He's headed to Rome. And notice how God led in his life is very similar to how God would lead in your life and mine. It might not be in a boat. It might not be on the water. But the principles hold true. Notice, if you would, first of all, I think what you've got to do in making decisions, you've got to consider the timing of that decision. Consider the timing of that decision. In Acts 27, you find Paul here headed out of Italy. Notice verse 1, when it was determined that we, Luke and himself, which by the way, between Luke and Paul, wrote most of the New Testament. And it was determined that we should sail into Italy and delivered Paul and certain of the prisoners under one named Julius, a centurion, one that was over 100 Roman soldiers of Augustus' band. And so Luke starts documenting where the ship went. And you end up finding, first of all, that you've got to consider the timing. Paul knew, just humanly we're looking now, that there was going to be difficulties on this journey. It was the time past of safe travel. And in Paul's own understanding, as he was involved with all this journey, that he knew, we better consider the timing of this decision about heading to Italy. And he was questioning it. He was wondering, is this really the timing in which we need to be heading in to open waters? I think it's a good observation that for you and I, when we make decisions, many times it's not the activity as much as it is the timing in which that decision needs to be made. Many, many times when decisions are made, it's not necessarily the decision itself as much as when that needs to be made and when that needs to be done, which someone has said wisely, God's never late, seldom early, he's always on time. Notice number two, we've got to learn as well as Paul did as he moves forward in the passage. Verse 10, he said unto them, sirs, I perceive that this voyage is going to be with much hurt and much damage, not only of the lading in the ship, but also of our very lives. Listen, it's not just about the stuff you get on the ship, he's saying. It's about us, your prisoners, including myself. You know what Paul was saying? When he used the word, I perceive, it's the very word to perceive mean in past experiences. Paul had three shipwrecks here. This was one of them. He very well knew that not only do you got to consider the timing and put that into the GPS and the coordinate, but the second coordinate is you've got to communicate with the Lord. Paul was on praying terms. I want to come back to that. Let me give you a third coordinate. Number one, consider the timing. Number two, communicate with the Lord. And number three, third coordinate, is you be careful with others' counsel. You want to get God's counsel, and many times that counsel will come through other people. Look, if you would, in verse 11, nevertheless, the centurion believed the master, or the captain of the ship, the helmsman, and the owner of that ship, who owned that ship, more than the things which were spoken by Paul. Paul had said, listen, I'm perceiving this isn't going to be a good thing. Paul was just a slave. He didn't have any weight on the matter. And so that centurion believed the master and the owner more. And so they took off. Verse 12, because the haven was not commodious to winter in, it wasn't a good place to stay. The more part advised to depart thence, if by any means they might attain to Phoenicia, that were trying to get to winter there, which is in haven of Crete, that lied towards the southwest and the northwest. You end up finding that counsel was taken. You be careful when people give you counsel. Why are they saying that? What do they mean by that? Do they have agendas in that? You be very careful about that. You say, who should I listen to then in a counsel? As Scriptures gives it, there are three. One is your parents. You say, well, what if they're not Christians? You still need to take consideration and always honor them. Number two is your spiritual leadership in your church, be it your pastor or someone there that is in leadership role. And number three, you do have your friends, and they might give good counsel to you, but you blend that in. Be very careful. Most of the time when you see through Scripture of friends giving counsel, most of the time it was not beneficial in its return, particularly Rehoboam. You end up finding in the careful with others' counsel, you be careful about following the majority. And just as it was with these folks, it was very difficult. Number four, coordinate putting into your GPS God's position of service for you is you be cautious of human reasoning. Be cautious of human reasoning. In verse 11 and 12, because that haven was not commodious to winter in. Humanly, they were looking at it saying, this must make sense. Well, let's move forward. Let's go ahead and we can make this. There were their agendas they had going on. They were trying to get to Italy. They didn't want to end up waiting and losing a whole part of the season going into the winter months. And they would be cautious of human reasoning. Many, many times, there is something seemingly logical. It might not be theological. Be careful about that. Many times, it might not seem like this is logical, but it very well might be God. You see through Scripture many times, even as David, taking five stones and saying, I'm going to attack a Goliath with that. That's not real logical, but it was theological. God told him. How many times is with your life you think, boy, I know this is what God wants me to do. You make sure that you line up these coordinates, because if you just say, well, I just feel impressed about doing this. Many, many times, if that's the only thing that's you, well, I just feel like that. And you have counsel against it. You haven't prayed about it long enough. The timing of something might not seem right. Many, many times it creates great havoc for a life. And also, you end up finding, number five, that circumstances can deceive. Because it was in verse 13, when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. And of course, verse 14, when not long after there arose against a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. In other words, what we would know as a typhoon, which the strength of it, who knows? But the fact is that with this particular strength, there was a huge typhoon or cyclone that was coming that way. And just as Paul said was going to happen, as verse 16 all the way down through 23 began to have great difficulties and problems. And for 14 days, they were in this huge storm. And primarily because those circumstances can be very deceiving. If you stop right here, it sounds to be like, God, you just, you know, you're going to end up creating these problems for us if we don't end up just doing exactly what you tell us to do. When the fact is that as Paul was, he was always moving. God was always in a place where Paul was being used because Paul was willing to be obedient. Someone so simply observed that the easiest car to turn is one that's moving. But the car that's not moving is a difficult car to turn. So it is with us. And you say, well, what do you mean by moving, Pastor? What I mean by that is obedience. You do what God calls you to do today. God's will is not necessarily a position. It's a condition of the heart. God, am I obeying today? Is this what you're telling me to do? And at obedience, then God begins to move us and prompt us, and he will use these. Now, let me stop right here before I finish my last point. Most of the time when I talk with people, here's what they do. They start in reverse order. They take circumstances. Oh, God, do you want me to go here? Do you want me to marry this person? Do you want me to take this job? Do you want me to go to this college? And what we start doing is looking at the circumstances first. Then we kind of get human reasoning. We think through that. Then we get other people's counsel. Then we might think about praying about it and talking to God about it. And then eventually we kind of think, well, okay, the timing. And it's totally in reverse order. What God says, really what I want you to do is put these into the coordinates and realize he's for you, child of God. If you sincerely and genuinely, as Paul was, I'm obeying as God has spoken to me. And today you are in a place where you are trying to do what God wants you to do, then ultimately you can rest with this final point. And the final point, as I see verse 24 and 5, when Paul then had this vision, verse 23, where therefore he said, he stood by me this night, the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. He reminded him of chapter 23:11, and lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it must shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. And the rest of this particular chapter goes through those very difficult days that the men were not eating. And Paul eventually ends up, because they did what he told them to do, that centurion, verse 43, was willing to save Paul. And they escaped, verse 44, they escaped all safe to land. You know, in all of that, this is the final coordinate, number 6. And that is that you've got to connect God's sovereignty and connect it over man's stupidity. You've got to come to conclusions, God, you many times will use events in my life and decisions that I make. And even if those decisions that I look back and realize were stupid are the very decisions you will end up using in your sovereignty.
That was Pastor Marty Heron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church on Guam. Heart of Harvest brings you archived messages from Pastor Heron's nearly 19-year ministry at the church. You can download sermons from this archive at hbcguam.org/HOH for Heart of Harvest. All the information you need to send us a comment or question can also be found at hbcguam.org/HOH. Today's teaching from the Word of God was intended to help you develop a heart for God. Join us again next time, and thanks for listening to Heart of Harvest.